This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is March 9th, 2023. My name's Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. Johnny B. Show off tonight, obviously. That's why I'm here. Be back tomorrow on the bone, 8 to 10. Voodoo Chef will be in cooking us food. It's going to be a hoot. So I hope you join us then. But I'm glad you joined me tonight because I have some... I don't know how to react to this. Like, I love this person, and I'm so appreciative of what he's done for the sports team that I like. But also, come on, asshole. Like, enough is enough. I thought it was enough. Tom Brady retired. He had that crappy season last year. That was a waste of everybody's time, including his, and it didn't go very well. While the Bucs won the NFC South, it was tough. It was a tough haul. It was a good season. I mean, they won the NFC South, but you just knew they weren't going to do anything in the playoffs. We all lied to ourselves and went, well, you know, the playoffs are a new season. Yeah, they are. But you knew that it just wasn't going to work. Stuff was up with him. The team wasn't good. Todd Bowles gets a lot of hate. Johnny and I got in a fight yesterday about that. I don't know how much of this is Todd Bowles' fault. We're going to find out. I mean, he's got his people in. He just hired a new offensive coordinator. It's his team. It doesn't look great. But we don't know. And Tom Brady retired. He did. He stuck the Bucks with $30 million of... $30 million plus, I think, of cap space, whatever that means, financial ends of football. So there's a salary cap, and you can only spend so much, and they kicked the can down the road with him, which, you know, they did the right thing. You got Tom Brady. You got to take effect of that, but eventually you're going to have to take your medicine. Now, he could have, Tom Brady, my understanding, listening to people that are smarter than me on these matters, he could have signed a contract with the Bucks and still just retired, but it could have helped the Buccaneers out on salary cap. And he just went, no, I'm just going to sign the paperwork, my retirement, and be done with it. So the Buccaneers are 30 plus million. I think it's actually more like 50 million in the hole, which is insane. And, you know, you go, okay, well, that's fine. Now, a few days ago, there were some rumors that, oh, maybe he'll come back. And you go, okay, we can't go through this again. This is where the come on, asshole comes into this whole thing. Tom Brady denied it, said, I just got my daughter a cat. So very cute. And he's too busy with his daughter and the cat. The cats take a lot of his energy, so he's not going. Very cutesy. I don't know, man. I'm kind of on the Tom Brady goes to the Miami Dolphins next year. Unretires again, goes to the Miami Dolphins. Rich Eisen reported that there's some smoke there. Oftentimes when there's smoke, there's fire. And maybe there's some fire there. But I go, no, no, no. He filed his paperwork. He's done. Now, here's what I would like to proclaim and run a theory past you. Did Tom Brady spite the Buccaneers and do this on purpose? Stick them with the huge salary cap hit that they were going to have because Buccaneers management made him play here last year. He was under contract. If he was going to play anywhere, he was going to play in Tampa. Bruce Arians said some press conference, you know, what would it take? I guess I don't know if this was before or after. It must have been after the whole thing came out with the Dolphins, you know, inquiring. They got doxxed. They got penalized for this, for doing this, for talking to Tom Brady and his crew, his management, whatever, about the potential of coming to Miami. And I guess he could have got a piece of the team. This was denied, denied, denied. Ended up being true that they did talk. Tom wanted to go to Miami. Buccaneers said, no, you're under contract with us. And he went, fine, fine. I'll come back. I'll come back and play. I'm going to make the best of this situation. I'm still Tom Brady. I'm going to go in there, win the NFC South, which he did. And then he got quickly booted out of the playoffs in that terrible, terrible season. That's not how Tom wants to go out. You know, would it be, you go out with a whimper? Maybe he filed his paperwork. I don't know what the process is with that, how quickly he could just be like, just tear it up. Can he do that? Can he tear it up? Or is it more rigmarole you got to go through than that? I have a feeling you just tear it up and he could be back in there. He's not under contract now. I think Tom Brady, out of spite, and he kind of seems like this type of dude. I'm going to be honest. I love him, and I'm thankful that he got a Super Bowl while he was here, and I'm thrilled that he got to wear the team that I like, got to wear their uniform, and I got to watch him play, the greatest quarterback of all time. But I think he was salty. If he went down to Miami like he wanted to, Giselle wanted to be in Miami, he might still be married to Giselle, but he chose the Buccaneers. Chose football. I think if he went to Miami like he wanted to, him and Giselle wouldn't have got divorced. And I think he's salty about that. And I think it's not necessarily the city of Tampa. I don't think he really gave a crap about the city of Tampa anyways, but you know, it was just somewhere convenient for him to play. And, it's Tampa. Like, it's not Miami. It's Tampa. He lives in Miami. He wanted to play in Miami. And the Bucs says, no, it's a business. We're not going to let you do that. I think this asshole just stuck the Bucs to just give them a little, yeah, you made me do this. You made me go out like this. Let's give you a little right in your back end, right in your behind while I'm out the door. You made me do this. And now I'm going to get you back. Sweet revenge. Is it possible? I say yes. I think it is. I think Tom Brady comes back to play in a Miami Dolphins uniform next year. They got a really good team. They got a good system. They got a good young coach. You know, I hope that, I honestly hope it happens, kind of. It would pain me a little bit because, you know, you want Tom to retire a Buccaneer, but you don't want to see Tom go out like that. I mean, the Dolphins are stacked. He's not under contract. He can do it. He can do it. And I think he's going to do it. He's going to come back for one more year under some consideration. I don't know what that means for Tua. Can't say his last name. I'm sorry. Tua. He's Tua. What does that mean? Is the concussion's going to be? Does he sit out? I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. But I think Tom Brady's going to play for the Miami Dolphins. And I think he's probably going to win a Super Bowl next year. And then, well, I don't know. I was going to say right out in the sunset. That's how you want to go out, with one last Super Bowl in a place where he's living. He's got all his kids there. He can rekindle back with Giselle and have that storybook ending. It all makes sense. It all makes sense. I don't know. What do you think? Leave comments down below. 813-693-2124. HMBRadio.com, WillsPodcast.com, WillsYouTube.com. Please subscribe. Even if you're listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube, subscribe to the podcast too. It helps me out. Give it 5 stars. Leave a review. Beats the algorithms. Algorithms are out to get me. Okay? We know this. We know this is true. I don't know. They're out to get us all. Instagram and Twitter, home_made_man. Hit me up there too. Let me know what you think about Tom inevitably becoming a Miami Dolphin and sticking it to the Bucs before we left town. The Bucs started it. What do you think is going to happen with the Bucs? I'm not so sure. Johnny B is convinced that it's just going to be awful. I'm not sure. I don't know what they're going to do in the draft. I don't know what Kyle Trask is. Maybe Baker Mayfield comes in and wants to prove something, or maybe Drew Lock comes in. I don't know. You know, Drew Lock's not blowing you away. I'm sure I've heard Lamar Jackson's name get thrown around. But maybe the Bucs could make that happen. That would be something. That would be a good follow up. So I don't know. If you're not a sports fan, I apologize for that, but I hope you at least like the drama of Giselle and him getting back with Giselle and getting his happy ending, because that's what it's all about. That's what everybody wants, a happy ending. And that's how we'll end this today. Thanks so much for tuning in. Johnny B Show tomorrow, 8 p.m., 1025 The Bone, theboneonline.com. Home_made_man. Follow me, please. Thank you. Good night.